So this is a foundational reading for John Lennon. When we look at John Lennon's chart, what we see is one channel only. He has a sacral center definition to the emotional system through the 59-6 channel of intimacy. And his gate 59 is actually activated by the fourth line. In exaltation, and something you have to understand about human design is that the lines have everything to do with how that circuit or that channel operates. It can change dramatically how a channel operates, whether it's a fourth line or a fifth line or a third line or a second line. In the channel of intimacy, it's very significant because the way intimacy is experienced or natural to one, which is what definition is, it's how things are natural to you. What's your orientation naturally? The fourth line has to do with a line that Ra calls brotherhood, sisterhood. And it's a strong capacity to feel the intimacy through one's brothers and sisters. It doesn't mean that that's all that there is, but there's a strong orientation to that. That's an additional energy that comes through, and usually a dominating energy than, say, the sexual intimacy between a man and a woman, opposite sex intimacy. But that would also certainly be present to anyone with this channel, because its nature is to break down barriers and to unite and disperse barriers. So that's kind of what we're looking at here. So he was a walking expression of a being that's primary and only channel was to break down barriers and have a bond of brotherhood, sisterhood. And we saw that in his work. The sacral center, which is the life force, in his gate, in his channel in particular, in his design, there's only one way it goes. So this is the primary way that his life force goes. Not just, actually, it's the only way. Many people have a sacral center where the gate, there's many gates here. He has this one gate, this one channel. So we also see this capacity for one-on-one bonding with Paul McCartney, right? Brotherhood, sisterhood. There is a brother who he was very, very close to as well. So once again, we see John's nature revealed again through brotherhood, sisterhood. His gate 6 is in Neptune, which is in line 1 and line 4. And so what it would be is that through his sexuality, through opening sexually, and through opening through intimacy, this is how his heart would soften the most. So his heart would soften this way. The emotional system, the feeling center, is always going to show us where does the heart open, where does the personal heart open. So we can safely assume that this is one way where John actually sort of let down and opened and felt feelings and emotions the deepest through that kind of connection that he would have. So, of course, the significant aspect of John Lennon's design that's even more significant in a way than his channel of definition here is how many open centers he has. He has 7 open centers. So, you know, fundamentally this is an extremely sensitive being, right? Very sensitive to the outside world, sensitive to energies. That's a broad stroke, one can certainly assume. The other thing to realize as well with the open root chakra, bottom chakra, the open spleen or intuitive instinctual center, the far left, the open self in the middle and the open ego is that this is a complex that would tend to make someone more meek, not really built for, you know, being dominating or self-absorbed. You know, both identity centers open, the higher self and the middle of the ego center, very open. And he even has gate 21, line 6 on the ego center in the south node, which usually has a flavor in the life of a need to, probably where his boundaries were broken often and he felt powerless or in some way without capacity to be in control in his life. And so the drain on the ego center here would probably have been put on him from an early age. So, you know, his own 51st gate as well, the gate of shock that I talked a little bit about at one point in the earth. Now, I'm sure his childhood was one that could also have been a shock to him, where his shock, the shock of the childhood, not able to really feel safe, protect himself or be protected, as well as the open root chakra, which would, you know, you add things together. The way I read a chart is I add it all and I feel it, and it's like, okay, there is a feeling sense of this, that there is a vulnerability here to life being hard and not feeling safe fundamentally, okay? His root chakra, you know, has three gates, one in black, two in red. 41st gate in the moon. You know, this is it's in a detrimental position. There's an upside down triangle in the, if you see the column of numbers next to the moon, and it indicates that the moon being here is actually a detrimental location. It's almost like this gate is a gate of this is funny. I just put a piece. This is a gate of imagination, huh? And didn't he write the song? Imagine all the people. So this is a gate where one dreams, huh? The dreaming gate, imagining certain experiences really strongly. And so one of the ways that he would feel connected and more grounded, i.e. the root chakra, would be this strong gate of imagination. And it is in a detrimental position here, so you know, it would be dangerous for him to set himself up for something that might be too much of an expectation. So he probably had very high expectations in life and probably found himself disappointed. But we also know about him that that's what we loved about him, right? Was his high expectations. And the capacity to empower other people with this as well, to give them a possibility of imagining that experience as well. I just can't believe it. As I sit here, I've never read John's chart before, so as I put the pieces together and I think, my goodness, this was very important to him. This is his moon, so it was a place that was touched him, that had to do with also connection and people and love and these kind of heartful, you know, the feminine, the moon, the, and so, you know, wow, I get it. Hmm. It's also a strong gate in that, he didn't need much. This wasn't a man that required a lot to be happy. The 41st gate has a way, if it's, in a decent position in the chart, to have be satisfied with simple things. If they don't shoot their expectations too high, they really can settle into, quiet joy and pleasure in a very simple way. And it has nothing to do with, goals like, achieving tremendous success or achieving financial, power, anything. Of course, combined with the open ego, we again see a way that he was in the world. He probably did not feel safe, which is why he wrote the songs about we need to bring peace to the world. The open root chakra didn't belong here, really. He felt like, how could we live where we weren't, i.e., together with each other, loving each other? It probably was a very unsafe world that he was barred into, and this is what fueled his imagination and his desire in the 48th gate, like I talked about, to come up with some solutions to help the planet. It's clear that he was probably pretty insecure, not sure of his talent, not sure of who he was in this world, not sure of this place in general, and that because of the strong 59-6 activation, his relationship to Yoko, his relationship to Paul McCartney, was probably the most dear, and his son, were, because that's also a parenting channel, the 59-6, a deep love and support of one's children, one's immediate family, that was so home for him, that he clung to that above everything. Because this world probably seemed like a pretty foreign place to John Lennon. He also has gate 57-2 in his sun sign in black, which indicates a strong capacity for clarity. So, in looking forward into the future, a future-looking capacity, a concern about where we're going as a people and as a species.